on the snow she just questioned, I ended up using a lot of those, well, they are surplus, the aluminum, the white ones. But then when you get in, you drop in the water with them, and it refreezes. It seemed like they were a lot worse than the traditional snowshoes for getting all of a lot of ice around.
Packing, yeah. Yes.
Was that just me, or those metal ones seemed to...
I use the metal ones.
...seemed to ball up a lot more?
I imagine it would, because we stick, it's just like, stick to the metal. Like, ice would ball up underneath it and stuff.
They're good because they were surplus and throw them around.
I'd be carrying my snow machine back once in a while, but better for that.
Yeah.
Easier for, like, walking. Yeah, it's type of bindings.
I used to be a snowshoe runner back in my young days.
Now?
5 miles. Last time I raced was 5 years ago. 5 miles to Vienna. Won a few of them and lost a few of them.
It's quite a deal.
I taught snowshoeing in school in Aglina. And then I trained those kids all winter. And then we had a meet, you know, at McGrath was in the crew. It was Caltech, knew a lot of Hoosley and Ruby and Kai Cook's running area. They had a meet, you know. So the best, they sent the best runners to Galena and we had a big meet there, you know. So out of the 15, 20 kids, you know, we four qualified to send them to Arctic Winter Games in Canada. They all got medals and they all won.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you use the same type of bindings, Bill? You use the same type of...
Yeah. That we don't cross them like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So
we just make that loop, you know,
uh-huh.
tight. And then make that little loop.